Is water wet? Join us as we add our 5 cents worth to your thought-provoking shower thoughts.
No question is right, no answer is wrong. No epiphany too small, and no problem too big. Welcome to Shower Thoughts. Welcome back, everyone. So today I got a question for Sam. How do you meet new people?
New people? Like what?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of new people? Like, are we talking someone you're trying to date, or like friends?
Let's start with friends, just because as we know, this situation, Corona, has changed things up. And how do you meet people pre-Corona and in Corona? Like friends.
Mm.
That could become more than friends.
Okay.
So let's just say meeting new people as a friend.
Okay. So I guess I'll start off with pre-Corona, which is much, much easier than me-Corona. And I think I'm going to have a really hard time breaking down how to meet new people in Corona, but I'll do my best. I guess probably a good way to start off with is a bit of a story, really. So I guess some of our listeners will know that I moved to Victoria just less than 2 years ago. And, you know, I left New South Wales and came here for a job, and I didn't know anyone. Like, I had one connection with my housemates who I'd never met before. And I arrived, you know, I drove all the way in one day and arrived at maybe like, you know, 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. I had a brief chat and then went to bed. I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. I don't know anyone. Like, what am I going to do? Like, I think I rely a lot on doing social things. And I think it was, I arrived at maybe a Wednesday or a Thursday. And that Friday night, I was like, you know what? Like, I'm good at a few things. One of them is going out. So I was like, you know what? Let's have a few drinks. Let's just see what happens. We'll go out. If it's crap, we'll just come home. Like, we haven't lost anything. If it's good, we'll stay out and we'll try and meet a few new people. So reluctantly, my housemate said, all right, I've known you for 2 days and you're already dragging me out. I feel like that, you know, might have been a bit of a sign as to how the living scenario was going to go for the rest of the year.
But you need that sort of person, though.
Yeah.
To rally the troops.
So, you know, we had a little prease, just us two. And I was like, stuff, let's go out. And we got out, you know, we were sitting down at a table, it was just us two. You know, we got to know each other a little bit, but not very well. And I was like, all right, this is good, but I'm not here to beat around the bush. Let's just go for it. Let's just walk up to random people and introduce ourselves and see what happens. And she was a little bit hesitant, like, it probably isn't usually her scene, I guess, in a bar anyway. But I don't know, I guess a little bit of drunk confidence helps a lot in that situation too. But I guess I would class myself as a bit more of an out there person anyway. So essentially, I just grabbed my drink. I was like, all right, I'm going to point at a person and then we're just going to go for it. So I turned around, pointed at a table. I was like, all right, that's it. We walked straight over. I was like, hey, I'm Sam. Like, I just moved down from New South Wales. This is my housemate. We met a few days ago. I don't really know anyone here at all. I love having a drink. What's your name? What do you guys do? And, you know, to this day, I'm still friends with that first kind of group of people that we went over and introduced ourselves to. And, you know, we chatted them for ages. And then we met a bunch of people that they knew. And I guess that's the bonus of like a slightly smaller, like, town, city type thing, is everyone seems to know each other. And then from there, I kind of met a few more people that I guess were a lot more similar to me. Like, we had closer interests in terms of, you know, what we do on the weekends and how we like our nights to unfold. And we kind of took it from there. And I guess the moral of that story is you just got to be brave sometimes. Like, it's uncomfortable. Like, you even, like, I think that being nervous and being excited are very, very similar emotions. And if you can't control your nervousness, it overrides everything. But if you kind of look at it being like, well, they're the exact same thing. Being nervous and excited are the same thing. if I try and lean into more the excited side of it, it kind of gets you pumped up and ready to go. Like, you can use those nerves to your advantage. And, like, people know that's a hard thing to do. You know, walking up to someone and saying, like, hey, I'm Sam, I don't know anyone, is like, I think people would respect that quite a bit. If someone, like...
It's hard. Mm. It's really hard to do. But in the situation where I've been with my mates and I've seen people come up to us and be like, hey, I'm whatever and I don't know anyone. I respect that. I'm like, good on you. All right, come have a yarn. Let's see what you're about. Just sit with us. And 9 out of 10, that person just gels with the group. And then sometimes they're just different.
Yeah.
And it just don't gel. But at least you took the shot.
Yeah. And I guess one thing, I think it might have even been you that told me this, but it was do something before emotion gets in the way. So like later on, like this is sometime earlier this year before COVID started coming in, me and some of my other housemates were out and we gave ourselves they gave me the 3-second rule. I don't know why it was just me, but if like they kind of pointed to someone, or if, you know, it was a bit of a mutual thing too. If you called someone out, you had 3 seconds to just go over and introduce yourself straight away. And 3 seconds was the optimal amount of time, because you kind of, you're like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Like, okay, like this person, yeah, what am I going to say? And you just go and do it. Like you haven't had that time for like, oh, is this person going to reject me? Like, oh, is this person going to think I'm an idiot? Like, you haven't really had time to process all those thoughts. You just kind of, you're gone for it. And most of the time, I reckon people will be like, wow, you know, this guy's a go-getter. Like, he's not afraid to put himself out in the line. And granted, majority of those times were like, what kind of stupid pickup line is that? Get out of here. Like, that's the best I could come up with in 3 seconds. That's all I had. I guess the main takeaway, if someone asked me like how would you recommend me to meet new people, just be brave and do something before your emotions tell you that it's a bad idea, because you know you're not going to lose anything. You have everything to gain, and it's one of those uncomfortable things where I think you get to learn so much about how you respond in those situations. And I mean, if you can't do it at a local bar where there's, you know, there's music, everyone's drinking a little bit, you're going to find it really, really hard to do it in, I guess, the outside world, in work, relationships, family. Like it carries over to so many things. So I almost view, you know, Friday, Saturday night out, it's almost like a bit of a training ground for everything else. Cause you can stuff up as much as you want and push the envelope there. And I've never really had any bad repercussions from, you know, just gone like a bolt in the blue, being like, you know what, stuff it. This is awkward, but we'll see what happens.
It's a skill that, and as you said, it carries forward to your other parts of your life. And so I know also you got involved in sports. I think that's another nice way to make friends, through sports and hobbies.
I guess I'll use the Victorian example again. Some of the people that I worked with played AFL, or footy, as it's called here. You can't call it AFL because apparently that's wrong. It's footy. We'd started to get along. We started to know each other a bit more. And I'm like, hey, just come check out the footy club. Like, you know, you can play a game if you want. You can play some games. Like, essentially, that was the idea. They were trying to recruit. And at the time, I didn't really see it that way. But I was like, you know, I'll just come along, see what it's like. And you met these footy guys. And, like, they're awesome. It's the ultimate kind of, like, the footy culture here is incredible. It's so supportive. Everyone just gets around each other. But that's usually not my scene, is the whole, you know, footy boys culture. And just getting to be a part of that and meet all the people that were a part of that, I think was really cool, because it's always come along. Like, I've always kind of run into them. And then you have these little connections that some of them have been built on upon a lot more, and they're good friends of mine now. And some of them just being, you know, that acquaintance, like, oh yeah, he came and tried footy for a bit. And then that was it. And then, but you know, you haven't lost anything. All you've done is gain a few little connections along the way. Sorry, I did lose something. I played one game. I got my first tackle. I got my lip busted open. Second tackle, I got concussed. But I kicked a goal. I kicked a goal. My only skill was outrunning the defender. Because at this time, I was deep in the competitive triathlon scene. And yeah, put it this way. I was like, you know what? No one is tackling me again. I don't care how fast or how far I have to run.
Like, I think I remember you saying that, hey.
But I played one game of AFL. I mean, footy, whatever you want to call it. And I can't say that you're going to catch me there playing another one.
Nah. But going on from what you were saying, I think, like, I've always called it, like, be a yes man.
Mm.
And that is what I always tell myself when traveling or just in life. Because when you say yes to things like, oh, do you want to come and try footy? Yeah, sure. Like, everything in your body is probably like, no, I'm not going to do this. But, like, just being like, yes. And just putting yourself out of your comfort zone, it opens up the world.
Mm.
And I can't even say how many connections, how many people I've met just by saying yes to something that I was slightly, like, unsure about.
I guess that you mentioned traveling. I think that's a really good example of meeting new people. And but, like, one thing I find is that people are really good at doing that when they're traveling. Like when they're somewhere else where they don't really have much else to lose and they're in that kind of holiday friendly, you know, I guess,
yeah, mindset. It's a whole different vibe. Like,
but the one thing I don't really get is why can't people do that all the time? Why do you have to be in a specific situation to be able to, you know, just go out on a limb and just do something for the sake of doing it?
I guess it's a good question. And I think it all plays into that part of, like, your mindset when you're traveling. You're a bit very carefree compared to, like, when you're living in your neighborhood. You're a bit like, oh, like, you know, this person kind of knows this person. I kind of know that person. And I don't know, like, a bad approach could be weird or, you know, you just wig yourself out really quickly. And then traveling, like, it's all just happy vibes. So maybe that's a big thing. But, yeah, it's very important to be able to carry that experience you learn, like, from making connections, traveling, and try to bring that to your real life. Just because I've noticed a lot of people, you know, you have your mates from high school, but and then, like, you just, that's just your mates. And there's nothing wrong with that, like, that just being your only mates. But it's so important to really, you know, push yourself out there, like, make new uni mates and just make friends all over, just because, you know, it's all about, like, growing, and the best way to grow is through talking to people, I reckon.
Yeah.
People from all different walks of life, and it just reduces prejudice and just, it's all very positive.
Mm. So, yeah, I guess that ties in really nicely with the sport, because the good thing about if you do like sport and you have something that, you know, you're okay at, or you just love playing, you know, going into that sports team or environment means that you're most likely going to be with a bunch of people with a very similar, you know, set of ideals and things that they find important to them. So you're kind of going to instantly have a few more people where they're a lot more likely to relate with you, as opposed to going out and just crossing your fingers hoping for the best. But I guess that also does raise another part of this question too, is what if you don't like sport, and what if you don't like going out? And yeah. I guess it's like this isn't one that I guess we can necessarily speak to from much experience, but from what I've observed out there in this world, is just like online communities can be a really, really big thing. Like, I know gaming communities can be massive.
Yeah, I know heaps of people who have, like, really good gaming mates that they've never actually met in person.
But they, you know, they've spent hours and hours and hours, you know, day after day toiling away with each other. You kind of, it just makes you force these bonds that you don't necessarily need a physical person in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think especially when it's someone who doesn't like sports or doesn't like going out, or maybe it's someone who's like very anxious. I think like my greatest advice is that act before your emotions catch up to you, and essentially like how I see the world is, if you want something, no one is really going to give it to you in most situations. Like if you really want like new friends, you're the one who's going to have to go out there and put yourself out there, because otherwise, you know, no one's really going to know you or find you and make that connection. So like as hard as it is to really make that push, you have to push yourself. Otherwise, you're just not really going to expand your circle.
Yeah. And I think a really, really important thing to remember is that pretty much all humans are in the same situation when it comes to meeting new people. And I think you'd be surprised how much other people out there want to meet new people, but just don't feel comfortable taking that next step. Sometimes just kind of stepping up and just, you know what? I've just got to, you know, have in my head that nothing bad can come of this. I'm either going to get told like, wow, you're an awesome person, or like, hey, like, I don't know, good example is, hey, I've got a boyfriend. And then at least you know, but you're not going to know unless you find out. And all humans like social interaction. You know, we're very, very social creatures. You know, we love having people around us to support and care for. And sometimes other people are out looking for the same thing. They're just kind of in the same position as you. So bite that bullet, do something uncomfortable, and do it before your emotion tells you that it's a bad idea.
Well said. I think we can finish on that note, to be honest. But thank you for answering that question.
That's all right.
I reckon next time, let's have a really focused look on love interest, because I think that could also be very interesting. Love interest in a time of COVID.
So I'm asking you this question, right?
I mean, yeah, you can ask me this question. You can ask me. But you know what? Yeah, ask me. I'm observant.
You know what?
I've been lucky that I haven't had to really find a new love interest since COVID started, but...
So what, you're going to give everyone another window into my life. You know what, we'll tackle this one together. Maybe we'll make it a team question.
Yeah, all right. Well, thanks everyone for listening in. Be sure to check out our other episodes. We're also on YouTube, and yeah.
If you like the episode, get out there and meet someone. Give us a share. We love all the support, and we'll keep doing what we're doing if you keep doing what you're doing.
Nah. See you later.
See you, everyone.
Thanks for listening in to Shower Thoughts. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at the 4am Club Podcast, and check out our website at the4amclub.com.au. Shoot us an email with any of your own shower thoughts that you would like our 5 cents worth on through the website, or slide into our DMs.
We release a new Shower Thoughts episode every day, so subscribe on Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Be the change you want to see in the world, and do something nice for someone, because the future is built by people working together.